But Paul, it's one of those days that the best side won.
Oh, I thought we played well today, Phil, in terms of the other side of the game. You know, it comes foreign to Sammy Morsey and Jimmy Ryan to hook balls on and to play round corners and do the right things. We were good today in terms of that. And we always looked a threat. We looked like we carried the threat. J. O'Shea was excellent today, coming off the line. You know, Klukas, all the lads played well. You've got to play well when you come to these places, because Notts County have had a really good season. You know, they're obviously having a difficult time now, but we've all been through them. You know, every club seems to go through it at different times. It's that's just seems the nature of the league. So really pleased with the 3 points, but you don't rest on your laurels. We move on to Tuesday night to a Preston game. That's going to be a really difficult game.
Now, turning around at 0-0, Tommy Lee had quite a bit of work to do, hadn't he?
Played well first half, Tommy Lee, and we spoke the importance about, we felt we were getting too deep defensively and different stuff, and we felt that fitness-wise, we know we're going to be good to keep going, and we thought we can be braver with our line and squeeze the game a bit more, and certainly second half, that seemed to be the case. So great credit to the players, Shinner. You know, great credit to all the staff. We're going okay. But the important thing is Tuesday night now. The preparation starts immediately. Tuesday night, food, drink. That's not alcoholic drink, lads, by the way. That's water and, you know, the recovery drinks, because, you know, if we can win on Tuesday night at home to Preston, it puts us in a great position.
We spoke before the match about the pitch, because it's shared with a rugby club here at Nottingham. Was that fundamental in your selection of Everton, yeah, Nondway?
I think our fans have got to appreciate, they know me now, they know how much I want to play football and I want them to enjoy watching us play. But going in on the running now, I think we've got to be a little bit, you know, not as good to watch, you know, and that's unfortunate, because you can see yourself in these pitches now, and including our own, they're not great to play on, and we don't want to give teams a helping hand in beating us. If they're beating us, they're going to have to earn the right to beat us, and if we can do the right things, and it mightn't be as pleasing on the eye, but hopefully I can get results for the fans to keep them happy, because one thing for sure, we travelled in great numbers again today, and I say all the time, they're a great credit to the club, because, you know, in my opinion, they're the best supporters in the country, because they're our own.
You were probably as frustrated as of all of us a couple of times in the first half when Lavery didn't perhaps make the right passing decisions.
Yeah, Lamons was the big one, wasn't
he? But he was in the right place for the goal, wasn't he?
He's a player. You know, you don't play for clubs like Sheffield Wednesday without being a good player. We're really thankful for Stuart to let him come and get some minutes on the pitch. He was blowing heavy after 70 minutes, and, you know, he had 3 good attempts on goal first half, and he looked a constant threat second half. So I'm really pleased with Lavs, but I'm really pleased with J. O'Shea. I'm really pleased with them all. So it's a good day for us when you're winning. You should enjoy your wins, because each win in this league is a very, very hard thing to come by. But the most important thing now is that we move on to Tuesday night, we prepare properly for Preston.
And skipper Ian Evatt, I know he played quite a bit of the game against Doncaster last week, but came in today on a heavy pitch and was peerless, wasn't he?
I wouldn't expect any different. The biggest thing for me is how they conduct themselves when they're out the team. And Evatt conducted himself as good as any lad I've worked with, and that speaks volumes, not for his performance today, but for how good a pro he is. And that's, you know, that's my main concern, because if he doesn't play well today, I'll still back him. And playing well is just an insurance policy for what he does during the weekend. I didn't expect him to be any different today than the colossus he is at the back.
And it is all about results for the remainder of the season.
I've never been into these. I always like to pass and play me, and I don't like it then when people say you've played well today but you haven't won. And I said to yourself and our supporters, no, we must look at just being a bit different going in. You know, and I think our supporters will accept that. You know, because now if we can get results, the likelihood is we could get into a really strong position at the end of the season, and, you know, that could make us all very, very happy. If it's not, you know, we'll use every last breath we have preparing and trying our best, because our supporters deserve us to do that.